So I got a call at home from the tugboat-leveled ship's chandler and said, I've heard you're not working. Exxon's looking for women on their tugs, you know, the harbor tugs. Can I give them your number? I said, absolutely. And I went down and was interviewed and started working sometime in January.
So despite all the problems you encountered, you still were determined to get out on a boat.
Yeah. I would have done it for the rest of my life if it didn't involve cooking. I hate to cook. I do. I still hate to cook. And I'm not that great at cook, but I really wanted to be on the water. I would have done that forever if I could have been in the wheelhouse. Mm-hmm. I wasn't going into it as a lark at all. I really thought I could do it. And I'll say now that some of the crews that I sailed with were fabulous. And the first ones I sailed with were not so wonderful. But it was them. It was their stuff.
Yeah.
You know, they were not happy with what was happening. And it wasn't about me. It was the frame I came in with, the body parts I had. And, so I went down and a few days early to the boat that I was going to be on with the alternate crew to see, you know, the ropes and find where stuff was. And then my crew came on because I was the relief chief steward for Exxon and the harbor tugs. And they, as far as I was concerned, it was going okay. It was a challenge. The captain would go down in the late evening after dinner, maybe overnight, I don't know, and he'd cook himself fried eggs in the cast iron skillet. The eggs were to be done in, you know, the next morning, and totally trash the pan, so when I was supposed to do his eggs in the morning, it'd all stick, and he'd be really, you know, he wanted them like over easy or something ridiculous, right. And it's like, there's no way.
Yeah.
There's just no way of successfully doing it. So it was a challenge. He would stand, there were two tables, you know, this being the galley, say, there were two tables here. There was a banquette of booth seats. The door came in. I don't remember. I think the refrigerator was here. There was a sink here. Stove might have been over here, I think. And then it went off to the rest of the boat over there. So I'd be standing over near the sink. He'd be over in the seating area. He used to wing spoons over to the sink and see how close he could get to me without hitting me.
Hmm.
He was just a piece of work.
Yeah.
He was, so said the rest of the crew, he was an alcoholic who wasn't drinking, but I don't think he'd gone through any program, so he was basically a dry drunk. And had a little TV set that he'd take up into the wheelhouse with him when he was on watch. And I don't know whether or not he was watching. I was never up there. I don't think I ever set foot in the wheelhouse on that tug. Mm. In the two, we were a week on, a week off, so I'd be there a month, and then the next, I'd be a week off, and then I'd go to the next boat.
Mm-hmm.
And so